Hello, welcome to Conscious Cast episode number 10. Fuck the what? I'm your host, Will Webb. How's it going? Rhetorical question, it's going great. Loving life. Sweet, it's crazy. I've been kinda listening to NPR in the morning still, catching what's going on. Basically, either I'm not paying as close attention, or it seems like relatively stuff is kinda mellowed out. Maybe I'm just not paying as much attention, but I don't know. We're not hearing about all this North Korea shit still anymore. We're hearing about some Russia shit still. We're not going to talk politics in the show. Just saying, if you don't pay attention to this shit, to an extent, it doesn't affect you. So, I mean, unless our fucking country goes to war or something, I don't really think you need to watch the news or pay attention, man. I don't know. I would say, get registered to vote and vote for the legalization of marijuana. Other than that, I don't think I'm really going to vote for anything. I got registered to vote. Finally, I was at the DMV and she was like, do you want to get registered to vote? And I was like, how long does it take? She was like, 2 seconds. It took a little longer than 2 seconds, but it was probably under 30 seconds. 2 signatures, all you have to do. I don't know if it's that easy if you register somewhere other than the DMV when you're already there at the counter, but I got registered to vote, so whenever that day is in November to vote for pot, you bet your ass I'm going to be in there voting, because there's no reason people should be behind bars in a cage for growing naturally occurring plants. Yeah, I guess I'll get right into my notes here for the show. I don't really have a whole lot to like rant about, so I'm just going to rant on my notes. First thing I have in my notes says love. Love is important. Love is super, super, super important. You should love everything you do. Even if it's taking out the trash or fucking, what's that Sublime song? Garden Grove. The shit stuck under your shoe. He's not talking about loving everything in that song, but everything you should love. If you don't love the worst shit, you know, relative, if you don't love the shit that you think is the worst, then you're not going to love the shit that you think is the best. If you don't love the journey, you've already lost. To quote Gary Vaynerchuk there. Fucking, you just have to soak it in, man. You have to realize how much time we have. Because even if you're old, I'm assuming I probably have a relatively younger listening audience. In that case, we have so much time. Even if you're in your 50s, you still have so much time. You just have to be patient. Patience is a huge, huge part of the journey, because that's where a lot of people fuck up on their goals, is they get impatient. If you actually have realistic goals and you're patient, there's no reason you can't obtain these goals. Second thing I have written down is give back. Regardless, if you only have $5 to your name, I'm not saying you necessarily have to give back money, but I definitely believe in karma to some extent. So if someone does something super crazy awesome out of their way for you, you should either give back to someone else or that person, you know, depending on the situation. These so many variants that could come into play here, but just give back. And you know, when you end up making good money in life, don't be selfish with it. Give back. It makes me wonder when I see some of these people like Dan Bilzerian just bawling out on Instagram. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. He's having a lot of fun. He's really loving everything and enjoying himself. But I want to know, how much money is he giving to charity? I'm not saying he's not. I just haven't looked it up. But it makes it a little hard to believe when you see someone who I know isn't, you know, he might have, like, made the Forbes list, but if your house costs, like, over $50 million, how much money are you giving to charity? Because I think it would do the world a lot better if a lot of these people that are some of the richest people in the world would spend most of their money making the world a better place and then still ball hard, not just ball out of control and then give a little money to charity. It's a tough topic. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, other people give to charity, blah, blah, blah. Excuses, excuses, excuses. If everyone just didn't make an excuse and if everyone just gave back what they could afford at that moment, when you're poor, when you're doing okay, when you're rich as fuck, if everyone just gave back accordingly, we could make this shit work and we wouldn't have to have poverty and we wouldn't have to have people starving. It's crazy. It blows my mind. There's people literally working all day. They work all day so they can have a meal. And, you know, it's just, we're going to end that rant. Kindness. Kind of in the same light. You got to get, I mean, kindness plays into giving back, obviously. But if you're just kind to everyone, that just increases the collective vibration, the collective consciousness, versus if you just give everyone the stank eye. It's as simple as that. Just smiling. And fuck people that are like, okay, I don't literally mean fuck you. I love everyone. But fuck the action of people saying, like, don't fucking smile at me in public or don't look at me in the eyes. Okay, people that look at you in the eyes and smile in public are people that are genuinely trying to increase your vibration. So if you're just going to come at that with negativity, you're really not thinking the right way. And I hate to tell people what's right and what's wrong, but I can't think of any scenario where if someone smiles at you and you give them the stank eye, that's going to be for the best. I mean, maybe if they, like, look a little rapey at you, like they want to touch you and you don't want them to touch you, that's a kind of a different scenario, I guess. Friendship. It's great to have friends. The thing is, it's great to have real friends. Like that Kanye song off Life of Pablo. It's good to have people that will actually come and help you out. And it is a process to weed through those people. And sometimes you have to love people from afar because you realize that staying direct, close friends with someone may not be in anyone's best interest, especially yours, if you're trying to better yourself and they don't give a fuck. So it's okay to love people from afar, but it's absolutely, I don't want to say a necessity, but it's absolutely going to help you to have a close group of friends who also have goals and think the same way as you and get together and can increase your productivity, whether it be just enjoying the same things that you enjoy, whether or not it's work or not. But if anything, if you aren't hanging out with people that are directly influencing your work, they shouldn't be influencing it in a bad way, and they should be giving you positive thoughts, positive reinforcement on your life, and not saying anything negative about what you're doing. You should be doing the same to them. You shouldn't be tearing anyone down. Absolutely not. Thought mechanics, this kind of plays into this. So thought mechanics is thought mechanics. Thoughts to words to actions. If you think that someone is not really the best for you, but you still hang out with them just because you want company, well, thought mechanics comes into play. And in addition to the fact that if you know they aren't good for you, they aren't good for you, period. If you're trying to talk yourself out of it, but you have a sponsoring thought in the back of your head that is telling you that this person, borderline, regardless, that you could be making better use of your time to hang out with them, or you should hang out with another friend, or if you're going to hang out with them, you should bring up the fact that they're negative, etc., etc. You have to be aware of what's going on in your brain, and you can't justify things like, oh, I'll just hang out with so-and-so because we're both, you know, none of us have anything going on right now, so I'm just going to hang out with them. But you know in your head that really you could hang out with them and turn it into a positive interaction and talk real life and how to better yourselves or, you know, emotions or whatever's going on. Or you could just hang out with them and shoot the shit or do whatever and avoid your work you should be doing. And, you know, maybe they like to bitch and complain. You're just going to join in and end up bitching and complaining with them. But, you know, it's everything's snowball. I talk about this like snowballing. I love that term because stuff seriously does snowball. If you start like a negative train of thought, and you snowball and you start justifying it's okay to hang out with one loser, and then before you know it, you're hanging out with a group of losers and you're back into your fucking roots of you didn't have anything going for you. I'm not saying this is like almost, I'm almost talking to myself here because I used to just kind of not get anything done and just hang out. And I wasn't necessarily even hanging out with losers. It was a lot of it was just my fault that I was just okay with just hanging out and getting nothing done. When really some of the people I was hanging out with in their spare time, they were getting a lot done. And then I would just do the minimal 9-to-5 and then just come hang out when they'd gotten a lot more accomplished than I had in a day. So you kind of get on the same wave where they're just like, yeah, we're going to relax after a hard day's work. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to relax after not a hard day's work just because you guys are relaxing. You have to be conscious of how much work you actually put in. And if all you do is work a 9-to-5 job and then complain, then you're not doing enough. You're not. If you're not consistently putting in effort to better yourself, when I say 9-to-5, I mean if you work 40 hours a week at a job that's not at least $20 an hour and you complain, then fucking do something about it. If you work 50 hours, 60 hours a week at a job that's not paying you $20 an hour, and all you do in your spare time is complain I'm not making enough money, I don't want to fucking hear it. You should do something, because I'm doing something and I feel a lot better. And that's not just me. Anyone that takes it upon themselves to have goals and fucking do something about it and actually put effort in their spare time and not just relax when they haven't even earned it, you're on the right path, man. And there's exceptions, kind of. Exceptions would be kind of rare in this case. If you came into some money somehow and you have money and you're doing things with that money and all you do is work a 9-to-5 and then hang out, cool. But are you actually being productive with this money, or are you just spending it? You know, are you investing? Are you making ways for you to make more money to give back, or are you just blowing it and then you're going to be a loser? Like, I was given a sum of money, and not a whole lot of people listening to the show probably know this. I was given a decent, we don't have to discuss numbers. I was given a decent sum of money when I was, okay, I'll say it, sure. I was given like $16,000 when I was 16 years old, and I had checks coming in the mail for about $600 each a month, in addition to me working 40 hours a week at minimum wage. So, right, I was okay. You know what I had to show for that money? Fucking however many years later, I think it was 18 actually, it's 18, 19, 21, 22, 23. I have nothing to show for that money 5 years later, except for a bunch of broken fucking bongs, a couple of crashed cars, and a whole lot of receipts from eating out, and a lot of smoked pot and booze. It's like, I was not smart with that money. And if I would have been smart with $20,000 at 18 years old, I could have easily been a millionaire at this point in my life. And that's what I'm realizing more and more. It's hitting me so hard, is that there's two types of mindsets. There's poverty. I mean, there's all kinds of mindsets, but there's the poverty mindset and there's the wealth mindset. So if your mindset is, I'm in poverty and there's nothing I can do and I'm always going to be stuck in this and I'm good for nothing, blah, 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 then yeah, that's what's going to happen. But if you see all the opportunities and all the resources that are available to you and you actually let them work for you and work with them, then yes, big things are going to happen to you. Something that is really intertwined with the positive thought mechanics and the wealth mindset, however, is trust and faith, along with, I'm going to call it prayer. You don't have to call it prayer, but a big problem with the biggest example I can think of would be the Christian community as far as religion is some Christians, not all. I know for sure of some Christians that pray this way, and prayer doesn't work like this, okay? If you have a sponsoring thought in your head that is, anything can happen, whatever's God's will happen, that's one thing. If you have a sponsoring thought that is, anything can happen, whatever is God's will, in addition to, God might not want me to succeed, that is bullshit. God wants nothing but for you to succeed. God might not want you to succeed in the particular way that you're venturing at right now, this second, But that doesn't mean God doesn't want you to succeed basically doing the same thing with a couple tweaks on the same idea, if that makes sense. It doesn't mean that God doesn't want you to succeed doing something a little different. It doesn't mean God doesn't want you to succeed doing something totally different. God wants you to succeed, okay? When I say God, the higher power, I call God Jah because I like Bob Marley, and Bob Marley says Jah. I'm not religious, but I believe in a higher power because I'm not running this shit and neither are you, so somebody else is. So we're going to call the higher power Jah. Jah wants everyone to succeed and do great things and love each other and give back and make this world a better place. But if you don't fully believe that, if you believe that Jah might want you to fuck up, then there's a chance you're going to fuck up. So if you're praying and you don't have full faith that Jah has your back and is in your best interest, if you don't have full faith that you can succeed some way or another, then you won't. If you're debating success, then you're not going to get success. You're only going to get success if you have 100% concentration of effort. You are dedicated. You are focused. Your goals are backed by definiteness of purpose and reasons backed by your emotions. That is when you succeed. Whew. It's true. It's true. And I didn't really start to believe this until a couple years ago, I feel like. I was just kind of like, man, I don't know what's going on. What if I'm not meant to succeed? A lot of people don't succeed. I'm probably just one of them. Hell no. You got to decide for yourself. It is absolutely up to you what you do in life. It is all up to you. Now, yeah, there's a difference between, you know, saying you want something and putting effort in. There's a big difference. And you can... you can put effort in, but it cannot be enough. You have to find out how much effort. Yeah, personally, from my experience, if you pick a goal and you give anything less than 100, you just decrease your chances by a lot. If you give 50% effort, you decrease your chances by at least 50%. If you give 97% effort, you decrease your chances by at least 3%. And that's just, you know, a rough example, but you kind of catch what I'm saying, that, you know, if you, for example, you go to run a mile, you give 100% effort, you run that mile in 6 minutes. You give 50% effort, you're going to run it a lot slower than 6 minutes. That's just, if you're not paying attention to your breathing, if you're not paying attention to your pace, if you're thinking negative things, maybe I'm too slow, maybe my pace isn't good enough, it's fine, I'll run a faster mile next time. Those are all things I've noticed personally in myself, and thoughts directly relate to your effort. As far as anything, I don't care if you're doing something physical, I don't care if you're writing, I don't care if you're an engineer, I don't care if you're anything, effort is directly related to the thoughts you're telling yourself. So if ever at any point in whatever you're doing, you're debating your capabilities, that is depleting your effort. If you are not, self-confidence is so huge in success. If you aren't, and some people have a stigma against people that are confident. That's because you aren't confident. And I'm not hating. I'm just saying, if you don't appreciate confidence, then you aren't confident. And I'll tell you one thing for sure, is that if you aren't confident, you aren't going to succeed. So don't hate on people that are confident. Don't hate, love, and be confident yourself. Confidence takes practice. Everything takes practice, and everything takes patience, and everything is a process. But if someone walks into a room and they're more confident than you, don't be jealous or don't hate. Aspire not to be like that person, but aspire to have the same level of confidence. And I'm not saying be a douchebag by any means, because there are definitely people that are confident in a douchey way. We all know what I'm talking about. But if you're confident and you're kind, that is beautiful, because you have to be confident to get where you want to go. You can't have trust in yourself and accomplish something. It doesn't work like that. It just simply doesn't work like that. What time are we at? This episode is going to be a shorter one. I'm going to have, I believe Rob Hatter is going to come back on the next episode. He was on the last one and a half episodes with my friend Devin. I think I brought it up in the podcast. I have to re-listen to the podcast. I think we brought it up, but I meant to put it in the episode description of the last episode. I'm going to put it in this description. My wonderful friends grow, I'm going to say, the best organic, 100% natural organic marijuana in all of the state of Michigan, and they will be opening up one or two dispensaries here in Michigan, in West Michigan, very, very soon in the next year or two. And they have an Instagram right now if you guys want to follow them. They are at ChemFreeBuds, ChemFreeBuds. I'm going to put it in the description so you guys can check them out. They absolutely put their heart and soul and love and their full attention into these plants. That is their mission, basically. That's their purpose for right now. One of their purposes is to grow the best organic marijuana for you guys, for anyone that wants it. And they use some pretty crazy stuff I've never seen people use in growing before. They use rock dust, which contains trace minerals for the dirt. They use worm castings and mushrooms, and they are the most involved. They have spent the most money on keeping their plants perfect while being 100% natural, and I've never seen anyone do it like this, and it just makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. They have so much love for marijuana and so much love for all of you, for everyone. They just want to spread that, and it's a beautiful thing. So at ChemFreeBuds on Instagram, I'll put it in the description. Totally kind of off topic, but yeah, I'm not smoking pot today. I've been taking Monday and Tuesday. I think that's about my new code, I think. It's Monday and Tuesday off the marijuana. Monday and Tuesday as well, I've been doing only... I've talked about the raw, eating raw. When I say raw, I mean fruits and vegetables or raw nuts or seeds, basically. So I eat raw fruits and vegetables only on Monday and Tuesday, and I don't smoke marijuana on Monday and Tuesday is my new deal. I can drink wine on Monday and Tuesday. No beer, because beer isn't raw, but wine is considered raw. I didn't eat it all yesterday. I fucking just wasn't hungry, man. You gotta feel when you're hungry or not, and only eat when you're hungry. I'm not saying everyone should fast all the time. I do intermittent fasting, usually at least 12 up to 18, 24 hours a day at a time. I've done a 5-day fast. I'm going to do a 7-day fast next month in September. But if you are that committed to fasting, one thing I got to say is definitely ensure that you're getting enough vitamins and minerals, supplements. Because if you aren't supplementing vitamins and minerals, your body isn't getting everything it needs. Your body can get a lot that it needs. I would say you definitely would want to start with a 1 or 2 day fast before you get used to a 5-day fast, something like that. But I think if you built up to it, you'd probably be fine doing a 5-day fast if you didn't take any vitamins and minerals. But vitamins and minerals are just something that are good to have every day. To be honest, I don't have any amino acids or minerals or vitamin supplements on hand right now. I've just been eating really well these past couple weeks. But at least a multivitamin is something I really try and keep on hand all the time, especially in Michigan here, where we don't get enough. Apparently, we don't get enough vitamin D from the sunlight here in Michigan, is something I've heard. So, fun fact, get your vitamin D, ladies and gents, girls and boys. But I think I'm actually going to, unless I think of something to talk about here in the next minute, I might cap this up kind of early, keep it a short episode. But I would like to have Rob on as the next guest, and then one of my guests very soon will be Mr. Carter Leslie from the local group in Kalamazoo, Mindfulness. You can check out Mindfulness. I know they have music on Bandcamp, the website. Carter shared a new song they had called Sleeping on Serpentine. It was beautiful. But they're on Facebook. If you just look up Mindfulness or add Carter Leslie, great group. I believe the group may just be Carter Leslie and, oh goodness, Lucian Lucky. His nickname or his real name is Lucky, is the other member for sure that I know. But they're just incredible people. They're so loving, and you guys should definitely check them out if you'd like to, if you like softer. Not all their music is super soft. It's on the softer side, though. Reggae, acoustic, kind of softer style. But I think that's honestly all I have for you guys today. So I need to think of a motto for the show. If you can think of a motto for the show, I'll do a little makeshift contest. You can DM me, Snapchat me, Facebook, Will Webb, email me. Email's in the description. But I guess that's it for you guys for now. So peace, love, and unity. One love. Till next time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.